para Boca. 17 minutos, 17 segundos, Maradona, gol.
Oh, what a goal from Maradona. Oh, anybody who loves football will have loved that. This man, Maradona, is a star.
Si yo fuera Maradona.
Maradona on the ball, always danger, lays it outside him, finds Maradona, he can't turn. Maradona's there, rises above him. It was a handball, no question about that.
The player Diego Maradona of the Argentinian national team has violated the doping control regulations in the match Argentina-Nigeria.
Argentinian people love Maradona and they don't care about his personal problems. The most important thing is what he did inside the football stadium and not in his personal life.
Maradona makes a lone run towards the corner flag and is now engulfed by his teammates.
You're very affectionate with your players, lots of hugs and kisses. Are you naturally affectionate with everybody?
Me gustan las mujeres.
I prefer women.
Maradona turns like a little eel and comes away from trouble. Little squat man comes inside Budger, leaves him for dead. Outside Fenwick leaves him for dead and puts the ball away. And that is why Maradona's the greatest player in the world. It's England 0, Diego Maradona 2.
Yes, the scourge of English football fans for so long. He was born in Buenos Aires on this date in 1960. He's 50 today, Diego Maradona. Mick, fond memories?
Yeah, well, I mean, very quickly, my fondest memory of all those clips are that the first one, I think, was the broadcast of Peter Jones, who I can't claim was a friend, but was someone that I really admired and is no longer with us. But Maradona, I don't have, obviously, such fond memories. And amongst the interviews...
But you have admiration for.
I have... No. It's very difficult to separate the man from his footballing achievements, and football fans have binary views of people, good and bad, and Maradona is forever cast as a pantomime villain.
Well, for a bit of balance, let's talk to Marcela Mora y Araujo, who's an Argentine football journalist. Are you based here in the UK? Or are you just
sometimes
visiting?
Yes, yeah. I try to spend as much time as possible over there, particularly this time of year when you don't really even need a fridge.
Here,
thanks very much. Marcel, it's lovely to have you with us this morning. We've talked about how Maradona is viewed in this country, obviously, you know, some kind of admiration perhaps for him from some football fans. But how is he regarded in Argentina?
Well, I think he's very, very revered and loved in Argentina, obviously, but actually around the world. And I've spent a lot of time in England and I'm very familiar with some of the perceptions of him here. I'm often struck by how many people actually really admire and respect him here as well, particularly football fans. I think he's had a more strained relationship with the press, and that's true back in Argentina as well.
I mean, he was a stunning footballer, but he was a cheat. You can't get by that fact, can you?
We have a referee here.
And he went on to be a drug-addled sociopath, but other than that, he's terrific.
Well, I think what's very interesting about football actually is that it allows everybody who loves it and enjoys it 90 minutes of not having to worry about other things.
That's right, that's exactly
day
right.
In, day out. And so he's very revered and admired because he's provided millions of people with the most extraordinary break from their harsh realities for many, many years. At the same time, he has, he's full of contradictions. He has a history of substance abuse. He scored a goal with his hand and then the best goal anyone's ever scored ever. You know, people say in Argentina, if you were playing informally in the park, the second goal's worth two anyway. So actually, fair, you know, it's
I think you'd have beaten us that day. And I think he's one of the three.
But I think
it's
more to Maradona than those two instances. I think what's really
planet.
Interesting about him is that in the space of a few minutes, he did the worst imaginable and the best imaginable on a football
and
pitch.
That is the
and
man in a nutshell.
That, yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Did his reputation take a knock this summer because he managed the side? They didn't perform to expectation at the World Cup. Has his reputation been diminished now? Is he still revered in the same way?
Well, I think what's really interesting about this World Cup, actually, is that he was once again blossoming at what he's best. And so he managed to connect a lot of people with the thing it is about football that we love, and it was genuine and it was fresh, and the, you know, his love for the ball, if you like, was real. And so he actually revived